Lebanon's military and security forces have carried out raids and made arrests in several towns of the northern and eastern Bekaa Valley areas as part of a security plan approved by the Lebanese government. As you arrive at the Bekaa Valley, you are stopped by several checkpoints. Colonel Maarouf Harb told Press TV that the plan has only just begun.
Our security measures have begun and will continue 24 hours a day. We can tell from the people that they are more at ease, especially on this road, which used to be a dangerous place. The cooperation between the army, security and intelligence is significant to be able to control the movement of fugitives, many of whom have been caught. We have also been able to confiscate arms and bomb-laden cars.
The Shiite towns in the Bekaa were also comprised in the plan since there are some outlaws wanted by the state. The people here say it's only natural for them to cooperate.
We are all with the army. Many of our family members are in the army, which has always been around, and we have always cooperated.
Arsal, however, is another story, and the security officials say they are making progress despite the difficulties.
The situation in Arsal is going in the right direction because the army is deployed in all Arsal and its surroundings, and some people of Arsal are cooperating with the army units and the intelligence, and they are guiding to the places of the leaders of al-Nusra, and the dozens who were arrested are were guided by the Lebanese people in Arsal.
Experts believe Hezbollah's cooperation could be constructive to the security of the area since the Shiite towns have mostly been subject to attacks by armed groups.
With a tight security plan underway in the Bekaa Valley, some 40 fugitives have been arrested, and with the cooperation of the residents of the area, the Lebanese army and security forces could wrap up their mission soon. But in Arsal, things could take a little bit longer with the presence of dangerous armed men still roaming the outskirts. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, from the Lebanese Bekaa Valley.